Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
So, Russ, the floor is yours. What's going on with the Bears in your estimation?
So, I listened to all that Ben Johnson sound from yesterday, whether it was about the roster, we not ready to name starters, I'm not mentally prepared to name a left tackle, I don't know what's going on with Jalen Johnson, talk to Ryan, not me. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but that's the gist of what he was saying. And then even Ryan Poles' way of talking about the Jalen Johnson injury, everything just feels very strange at Halas Hall over the last 24 hours. And I don't think it should feel that way a week and a half before week one. I know things change. I'm not asking them to have all the answers today. But for Ben Johnson, who has been in pretty much full control of the things he says, narratives, making sure everything comes out the way he wants. Yesterday didn't feel like he had full command of that press conference. And that's something that seems, in his short time here in Chicago, rare for him.
I agree with you that he's hit the mark pretty much any time he has been in front of or behind or attached to a microphone. That Ben Johnson has done wonders for this franchise because he seems like he completely understands what's going on. He presents an air of confidence that organizationally, I don't think Ryan Poles has been very good at doing that part. And obviously Matt Eberflus was not good at that.
Especially at the beginning.
Yeah, it was rough. And winning press conferences isn't what they get paid to do. They are supposed to win games. But what I've enjoyed about Ben is so far, and it's preseason and it's press conferences, right? He has been everything that Bears fans were hoping he would be.
Yeah.
He seems to be thoughtful and creative and a little bit fun, and I like that he's out here trolling Matt LaFleur, like trying to get into his head before they even match up as coaches. And yeah, it felt weird to me yesterday that there was some abdication of responsibility where we have seen Ben be the guy in charge of the Bears. And then yesterday it was like,
Jalen Johnson, what is the specific injury?
You can ask Ryan that one. Feel good about where we are, and I'll open up the questions.
All right, Jalen, what's the timeline for getting him back fully mixed?
Yeah, you were better off playing the cicadas.
Danny bringing back the cicadas. I definitely think that we have to do that when it comes to the Bears. Alex, were you feeling this way too about yesterday with the Bears?
I thought that Ryan Poles was acting a little weird. You guys said that's just Ryan Poles in general.
Him.
But yeah, the way that they have responded to the Jalen Johnson stuff has kind of given me the shivers. The entire training camp. So if he's out there week one, I know Kevin Fishbane said, pay attention to the injury report on Thursday and we'll see what it looks like. If he's out there week one, this is all for naught. And maybe we're just getting a little anxious prior to the start of the season. But I'm starting to get a little.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tense going into the season.
I hear it. Alex, that's a great way to put it. I don't think I'm on that train because there's just no confidence in the way they've talked about the Jalen Johnson situation. Like, no confidence in, yeah, we were prepared to have him on the 53-man roster, blah, blah, blah. But it just, does that give you enough after everything we've seen to say that guy is going to be playing?
All right, I'm gonna play like dime store psychologist here for a second. There's a lot of scar tissue. Anyone around the Bears over the last, I don't know, 40 years, but let's just say the last decade of Bears football. There's a lot of scar tissue of, hey, what's up with that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing. He's just taking a couple of days off. Oh, okay. It's been a couple of days. Yeah. So remember when we said a couple of days? It's actually a couple weeks. All right. I'll check back in with you in a couple weeks. So remember how we said it was a couple of weeks? It's a 4-week injury. Oh, that's weird. 4 weeks, eh? Is that going to give you enough time to get ready for the regular season with this guy? Yeah, everything's trending in the direction of him being ready to go in week one. Huh, from a couple days to, okay.
It's a big change, but okay.
So is he going to be athletically ready to go? And, well, that's a great question that you ask. Yeah, when you're not playing football, you're not really in football shape. Well, wait a minute. 6 weeks ago when I was asking the question about him being out a couple days, that's what I was asking. Yeah. So look, there's a lot of scar tissue. We've seen a lot of these movies before. The hope is that we're not seeing a rerun of stuff that we've seen before. We're like, that guy seems injured. No, it's fine. Oh, he's on IR. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah, got it now. Yeah. Totally got it. I think there's some of that that's going on. People know how important Jalen Johnson is. And then there's the other stuff, too. The idea of, wait, is this actually an injury? Or is Jalen upset about his contract situation?
And see, that's the point to Kevin Fishbane, who we had on earlier, talking about you have to shut things down because that allows everybody outside to speculate about, well, he just got paid to be one of the top paid corners in the NFL. And yeah, Pat Surtain and all these other guys have passed him, but this was just a year ago. And so why is he disgruntled? He should be happy that they paid him when he did. And like, when you don't shut those things down and you're very skittish about his, by all accounts, injury, it only leaves room for people to speculate.
Now, he did work out before the game on Friday, and I saw the video of it, and it looked like a full go, like, workout for him.
Yeah.
But that is also different from lining up against Justin Jefferson and chasing him around for 65 plays in a game. And usually football people are right about this. I think there are exceptions. Like, the Matthew Stafford thing feels a lot like, hey, Matthew, take training camp.
We know you're going to be there.
We know you'll be ready.
Yeah.
It's, you got, don't you have a back problem? Yeah, my back kind of hurts. Great. Have your back hurt until the last possible week of training camp, and then we'll get ready and we'll go and we'll play football. With the Jalen Johnson thing, it does strike some people as being like, hey, is that real? And this is where I go back to the concept of protecting players. Sometimes you have to protect players by saying, this is what it is, this is what we're expecting, instead of, it's whatever, it's fine. Yeah. You should talk to the other guy about it, and he probably know. That's, I'm not that worried, but if I were to worry, the alarm bell would have been Ben kicking it up to Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes it feel like it's not
more.
Right. It feels like it's something that the general manager would have to deal with instead of the head coach.
Right.
The head coach deals with injuries. The general manager deals with contract stuff. And so, yeah, all that PTSD as a Bears fan of being like, sometimes they say stuff that's not real. I get why people are a little angsty about this.
And the last time we heard from Jalen was him with Seth Rollins talking about his contract.
Correct.
Yeah, man. All right. 12 days. You got 12 days to figure it out.
You got 12 days. You got a few more practices to get ready for Justin Jefferson and now Adam Thielen.
Which, Justin Jefferson makes healthy corners look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no.
Hey, man. Just 12 days.
If I could flip this on its head for just a second, like, if I were making a Jalen argument, okay? And I'm not, but if I were, the argument I would make, like, let's say I was Jalen Johnson and I was pretty happy with the deal that I struck.
Yeah.
And then everything changes and you get a new defensive coordinator in here who's going to ask more of you than you've ever been asked before. Now, Jalen wants to be the guy that goes and travels with the best.
Shadows receivers.
Yes, he wants to be that guy. But there is a space where you could go, you know, you guys are asking me to do more, right? You should probably pay me more. It seems silly, but I can at least take myself to that
place. There's a world where that's not 100% inaccurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think he probably just tweaked something. I hope that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not what's happening. I hope that it's just an injury and he's good to go week one.
One quick thing before break that I want your thoughts on. The left tackle situation.
Bad.
Who is it a bigger indictment on that they don't have a left tackle? And Ben Johnson, in his words, was not mentally prepared to name a starter there.
Organizationally, this is rough. This is a bad situation for them all. And let me tell you why. It's a bad situation for Ryan Poles. Because one, you could have gone out because you had money. Along with upgrading the middle of your line, you could have also upgraded the tackle position. Two, you drafted Karan Amagaji, and you drafted him in the third round, and now you're talking about he might be a backup guard, which makes me think you should have cut Karan Amagaji, yes. But whatever. Three, Ben Johnson and his staff, they said, hey, go spend that second round pick on Ozzy Trapillo, and then they gave him every chance to win that job, and he didn't. Second round pick turns into a swing tackle. That is not a great allocation of asset.
And the fact that Theo Benedict, nobody had heard of and had gotten himself first team reps by the middle of camp, I think that tells you a lot about that room.
Now, here's the beautiful thing about it. It might not matter. You might be okay with just getting by at left tackle because you feel very strong about your right tackle. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all of the people who covered the Bears or around the Bears were like, you know what might not be a bad idea? Moving Darnell over to left and having Ozzie Cipolla play right tackle. Those people look like geniuses right now.
But wouldn't you have wanted to do that earlier?
Correct. Yes, Tanny, you were one of those people.
Like, I don't want to do that on August 27th.
No, of course you don't. Which is why when they drafted Cipolla, people were like, hey, would you guys ever think about moving Darnell? No. We got it. We got the whole left tackle thing figured out. It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I know you can win games with Braxton Jones as your left tackle when he's healthy, right? He's not the reason for the problem. He's not a top-tier left tackle. We know this. But you're not going to lose games because of Braxton Jones. But when you spend a second-round pick on a tackle, you're telling me that you don't agree with that assessment. You want to upgrade at that position. And then when you make that pick, like Lawrence was saying, in the second round, and he's not even going to be starting for you, come on, man. What are we doing?
Drafting a swing tackle in the second round is... it's messed up.
And now you got an angry left tackle. It's going to walk out the door. Let's say Braxton has a really good year. Peace out.
Where's my $100 million? Like, that's what he's playing for right now. Because if he does have a season where he plays 17 games or even 15 games, and we know that he's a PFF darling, that community loves Braxton Jones. He could end up making a lot of money and maybe not here making the money. And did you get his successor?
Maybe it works out because you have a couple all pros on the interior. And that can cover up some of the flaws. And we're not worried about it in 6 weeks.
That's what I was kind of going
to. But I'm also worried about they will be good and he'll be out there on an island getting cooked. And then we have another situation.
If Joe Tooney plays any snaps at left tackle or starts games at left tackle this year,
it's a failure.
I think we're going to.
It's a failure. It's an absolute failure.
Do we
think
that could be a case that they kick Joe Tooney to left tackle before they move Darnell right over there?
I feel like that's probably the next step in case of emergency break glass. I think you move Tooney to left tackle because he's got the actual reps, even though the reps towards the end of his career as a tackle, not great.
I'm not moving my all-pro that I paid all-pro money to tackle.
Russ, it's either that or the dude from Canada. Hey, Theo, go on out there. Sing a song like you did on Hard Knocks and go on out there and block somebody.
Oh, I don't
block Trey Hendrickson. The Bengals are on the schedule.
Like a six on this to talking myself into like an eight.
See, that's what happens when you work yourself into a shoot. That's what happened to Russ right there.
Oh.
I do love, though, when they compliment their scouting staff when you take a guy that they was undrafted and you put him in a position to look like he's a real dude. Like, hey, this is a credit to our staff here. I was like, well, you put him there because you had to.
It's going to be interesting. I think Braxton is going to be fine. I think.
Does Theo Eggs Benedict start a game at left tackle this year?
Yes.
Oh, no.
10. We're at 10.
But the rest of the line is going to look so much better. It's not going to matter.
Hey, Caleb, just do your thing out there.
Oh, my gosh. Caleb,
and Tanny, it's in a season where they're like, hey, Caleb, stay in the pocket. Stay there.
Like, I'm sure Caleb is probably wondering who his left tackle is, too.
I think he knows his left tackle is Braxton Jones.
What if he knows it's Theo Eggs Benedict?
That would be bad, probably. Right? Probably.
Yes.
It's the nicknames, Flus. Come on, Eggs. Let's go.
Come
Eggs.
On, Eggs.
Hey, Eggs. Hey, Eggs. How you feeling? Huh? Canadian bacon. Hey, how's it going?
Jeez, man.
Russ, it's going to be okay.
I feel better only talking about one offensive lineman as opposed to four.
Of course.
Like last year was like, all right, Darnell Wright's here, but who else? Who's snapping the football? Right?
It's going to be fine. I think.
We don't know if Jonah Jackson's going to be healthy either.
Okay, stop it.
He did look really good against the Chiefs, though.
Good
when healthy.
Did you see him anchoring against Chris Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, you guys are fine. Studs is back there popping off talking about it. It's probably fine.
All right.
Probably.
And then Luke Newman also anchoring against Chris Jones. Looks like some good depth.
So Dan Skipper's available.
Looks like a good 6-round pick. They can't figure out.
Skipper's available
Dan
and knows
Skipper
the system.
Is available. Skip. Hey, Skip. He is available. Russ, it's going to be fine.
That's what they're telling you.
That's what the Bears are always right.
All right.
Isn't that the name of this show?
There's no vineyard out there where they're growing left tackles.
Now, Jerry, you stop it. It's your left tackle vineyard. We don't have those anymore.
It wasn't wrong.
All right, we need to take a break. What if I told you that you could hear a full interview with the head coach? Would that maybe make you feel better?
I hope it's better than it was yesterday.
Okay. Let's all hope. Well, let's see what it is. I told you the 5 o'clock hour of this show was going to be a thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.